Welcome to the Meditation for the Economy. This is Phoenix. You may learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention is to transform consciousness for all things of a financial and economic nature, starting with each of us, as we transform from the inside out. Our feelings, our thoughts, our words, and our actions, so does our immediate world. Our relationships with our families, our spouse, our friends, our work relationships, our whole life personally. And it spreads out across your community, your state, your country, and ultimately the world. So we have the power to transform ourselves and the world by where we focus our feelings, our thoughts, our words, and our actions. And as we come together in meditation, we're here to grow our love muscle, to grow ourselves, to be one with the divine. We do this by opening ourselves up each day to be one with the divine and therefore be one with the pure, reforming, transforming energy of peace, harmony, and prosperity. Before I begin today's meditation, I'm guided to share with you today's message from God from the book of the same title, page 139. Greet each hour of each day with curiosity. Be grateful. Greet each hour of each day with curiosity. Be grateful. When I read this message, I see in my mind's eye a young child, a child who's not thinking about tomorrow, is not thinking about yesterday, is simply focused here and now. And they have no expectation or anticipation on anything but this moment, and it knows it is great. It's wide-eyed and open to receive the greatness of this moment. Whatever happens, it's looking at it from a place of curiosity, a place of wonderment, a place of knowing how interesting this is going to be. That's the curiosity we're asked to embrace. To embrace it with this eagerness to discover what is so great about whatever it is that's happening in that moment. Not to be focused on yesterday, how good or bad it was. Not to build one thing upon another. To stay here, this perfect present moment. This moment, this minute of this hour of this day. And to grow moment by moment, with each moment being as if it were a fresh new moment, as if each moment is a fresh new day. That's greet each hour of each day. Not if you had, in quotation marks, a bad thing happened to you last hour, and therefore this hour, you greet whatever is happening in this hour with the energy, the residual energy from last hour. And so you bring that to the present moment and therefore almost infect it with whatever happened before. We are told to greet each hour of each day. So it's as if you have 24 opportunities in one day to create anew, rather than having the day go by and start new again, as so many of us have been trained to look at each day. This message is about take the day into its pieces and don't build one piece upon the other. Keep them neutral and separated. Greet each hour of each day. So it may not be by the hours, it may be by the events, the experiences, the conversations. But do not let one, especially if it felt adverse or negative before, affect what you are currently doing, focused on, where your energy is, or whatever it is that you are facing in this moment. Stay neutral from moment to moment, from event to event, from hour to hour. I don't know about you, but I can speak from experience. This is not always so easy to do. The human part of us holds on the pain, the agony, the emotional, mental exhaustion, the upset, and we bring it into whatever the new event is. It seems to spread into it. And so whatever the new event is, we either spend a lot of energy apologizing for whatever just happened, explaining the story all over again, letting that energy seep into the new moment, or we don't clear the energy, and we may not even be conscious, it's still with us, and therefore it is affecting, shadowing, whatever we are focused on. So in a sense, we are asked to do many healings from one event to the other throughout your day. Those people who are healers may know what I mean. There are ways that you can, in essence, clear yourself of the energy associated with perhaps a person who came into your space, to neutralize the space so you do not take on their energies. And the only energy that is present is yours and your higher self and your God self. And in essence, we are asked to do that. To clear your energy from moment to moment, from event to event in your daily day. And the energy now is your energy, not necessarily someone else's energy. Clear any judgment, criticism, upset. Stay focused on being this pure child of God who knows all is well and approaches every new event, whether it's a phone call, someone knocking at your door, going to a class, going to a doctor, doing work, approaching a client, hearing news from someone. Greet each hour of each day, each moment, each experience, each event, each person. Greet. Address them. Receive them with respect, friendliness, love. Present yourself to this new experience with a loving, pure heart, expecting and curious to see what good thing is in store for you. That is greeting each hour of each day with curiosity. Not expecting the worst, not carrying this hangover emotionally, mentally, or physically from whatever happened before. Staying centered in the pure God self. This child of God, knowing all is well, grounded in divine love. And whatever you face, or whatever comes your way, whatever walks into your door, literally and figuratively. You are grounded in love, welcome it, and eager to discover what is so good about it. Because we are told to be grateful. Grateful meaning pleasing. So we are thankful to learn what this is about. And so we take it to the next level, and we take this concept of thankful, meaning now we see it as a blessing. This is an opportunity to experience something new, to master some part of ourself, a higher ability, skill, nature, that's part of our God nature. We are grateful for the opportunity to serve. So these are the higher meanings of today's message. To greet each hour of each day with curiosity, to be grateful, to feel blessed for this opportunity to learn something new, to experience something new, to master a higher level of beingness, how you respond to whatever it is that you are facing, and to feel and know and to acknowledge this blessing. This is, of course, easier to do when it seems from the human perspective, the part of us, our mental self, who judges and criticizes and compares. It's easy to do when everything seems like it's going the way you want it to go. The real mastery, the ultimate spiritual test, is to do this, to be this way, to stay grounded in this child of God when life seems to throw you lemons, when life sends you unexpected experiences, those surprises you weren't looking for, you weren't ready for, you didn't have time for, when people don't do the things the way you felt expected they were to do, or they even promise to do. This is our real reason for today's message. This is when it's really important to remember, I am a child of God, and therefore all is well. And there is something wonderful for me to get from this experience, to grow into, respond from. And so before you even know what it is, you are grateful. You are thankful. You declare it a blessing. And then you allow your higher self and your mental self to come together and reveal to you what is so good about this experience, this event, this conversation, this relationship, this new news. You start off from being grateful, and then you discover what you are so grateful for. We open ourselves up to respond with eagerness about whatever is coming our way, the known and the unknown, the good, bad, and the ugly. We are open to receive it, grounded in love, knowing no matter how the mental mind, the personality self, the news may report it, all is good. There's only goodness. And it's your job, therefore, to find out what is so good about this for you. So you stay grounded in divine love, your true nature, and bring your spirit into the physical reality. And you can only truly do this when you already declare it good. You acknowledge your thankfulness first. This is our message, dear one. This is truly a higher place to come from. And yet one that each of us is asked to recognize today and the next couple of days. It's showing up for us now. So there may be little things that tee you off, and that is a perfect moment to come back here today. There may be big things in the world, although you are not personally experiencing them, that will bring a sense of upset, grief, concern. And it is your job to come back to this message today, grounded in love, thankful for the opportunity to discover, to be curious, eager to discover what is so good about whatever seemed to be so bad. Moment by moment, event by event, conversation by conversation, activity by activity, experience by experience. Greet each with curiosity. This child of God, wide open to receive from love, eager to discover how they may serve, what they may learn, what they may discover, already knowing that it is good, and therefore they are grateful for this opportunity. We will keep this message in mind as we go into meditation now. I invite you to breathe in to your heart center. Long, deep, gentle breaths. Taking it slowly. Listening to your breath. Being one with your breath. Feeling your chest rise and fall like the waves of the ocean as you breathe in and breathe out. Each time breathing into the core of your beingness. Long, deep, gentle breaths. Becoming aware of this world below your breath. This inner world. Noticing the light, the color, feeling the peace and the harmony. And all time seems to drift away. Now, as you fully drop below the waves, entering your inner world, this inner sanctuary of peace, harmony, and richness. One with this light, this color, this love that greets you inside. It's as if it's been waiting for you to show up. This sea of healing color, light, love, below the surface of life. Below the comings and the goings of life. Notice the light within this stillness. Focus on this light. Breathing into this light. Allowing yourself to be drawn deeper and deeper within this light. Perhaps it is pulsating. Be one with this pulsating, vibrating light within you now. Feel yourself drawn deep within your receiving heart. Your receiving soul. Your receiving higher self. Your receiving God self. See your heart as if it is wide open, greeting you with open arms of love. And as you do, feel this love streaming forth from you. Love is all there is. And from this place, deep within, with a sense of a wide open, receiving and loving heart, allow those moments that brought you grief, unrest, upset, agitation, grief of any sort, sadness, anger, hatred, any experience that jolted you off your centeredness of pure love. Allow it to rise again within, so you may greet it properly. Greet it with the wisdom of the child of God who you are. See it again, this time being grateful for the experience, the conversation, the news, even the treatment. See it through God's eyes. Allow your higher self, your soul self, your God self, to reveal what was so good about it. What is the opportunity for you here? Given a second chance right now, see and feel this experience from God's point of view. Listen to whatever words were said from love. And in this perfect moment, grounded in divine love, knowing we are a child of God, curious about the truth, the higher truth of that moment. Now replay that scene from love. Start as if you're picking up the phone again and the conversation is renewed. You're walking to that meeting and that meeting is renewed. Or whatever the specifics are. And now whatever is said, respond from a higher knowing. Get it from the soul self, not taking any of it personal. Respond from a loving heart to them and to yourself. And now, as that moment has passed, visualize yourself releasing whatever was said, giving it back to Divine Mother, Father, God, to transmute to all good. See yourself bathed in God's pure golden white light. And all residual energy from that moment, anything that is less than pure divine love, simply melted away as you give thanks for the experience. And now you may face a new moment, pure, grounded in love. Open to receive with the eagerness of the child of God who you are, knowing whatever happens, whatever is said, it is all good, and none of it is personal. Simply another opportunity to be the pure child of God, grounded in love, seeing, listening, and responding from love. Here, centered in this gold and white light within, surrounded with pure healing energy, feeling the love, peace, harmony, and prosperity. How grateful I am. How thankful I am. How blessed I am. Now, dear ones, it's time to come back, bringing your true self to your everyday life, bringing this divine peace, harmony, and prosperity, this knowingness you are a child of God, eager to see each moment of each day, greet it with curiosity, centered in love. And so, as we began, we breathe long, deep, gentle breaths. Feeling ourselves rising up again, becoming one with the waves of the universe. And as you do, breathing into your heart, breathing into your head, breathing into your hands as you squeeze them ever so gently. Breathing into your feet as you squeeze them as well. Welcome back, dear one. Welcome back. And now we call on Carla. We invite her to tone this truth for us now.
We anchor divine love, peace, harmony, authentic prosperity, joy, balance, and unity. Stay in the moment each day. Stay focused to be pure child of God, to receive love. How grateful I am for a new day to serve. thank you, Father, Mother, God. Om, Om, Om.
And so it is. God bless. Namaste.